Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're looking at the very difficult reality that sometimes people aren't always nice to us, and sometimes people are actually out to get us and to procure the things that we work hard to get, to try and scam us of either our well-being or, more importantly, our financial assets and things that we've worked really, really hard to do. And maybe the simplest, I guess, tip or mind game that you can play with yourself this week would be that sometimes whenever something seems too good to be true, it probably is. It's that old adage that you get told by your parents from, you know, your grandparents when you're growing up, that it's really, really important to be cautious around something which exceeds all expectation or seems absolutely at odds with the way the usual workings of the world. So if it seems too good to be true, there's a question mark there. When it comes to managing scams and keeping yourself safe, it's about looking for clusters of either occurrences or clusters of questions, things that actually draw your attention to ask, is this too good to be true? Is this real? And when it comes to managing the risk of scams, then what reason is one of the most important things to keep in mind. So by being able to reasonably and logically have a think about what's happening, ask some very critical questions and play devil's advocate with yourself and with your own actions and behavior, will also help to navigate and maybe point out and catch a scammer. The context is important as well. If the information or the request or even the luxurious gift which is being given to you is being given by someone or some organization or some institution of which you have no prior relationship, no prior engagement, and no prior knowledge, then there's an instant question mark around that type of situation, and it would pay to tread very, very carefully around that. The sad reality around a lot of scams, interpersonal as well as financial, is that the scammers themselves actually become very adept at manipulating situations and playing on and using our own energy, our own hopes and dreams against us, and sometimes our own shortcomings against us. One other tip would be to be very, very careful and do as much as you can to understand your own hopes, your own expectations, and your own dreams when a certain situation occurs. If you start to fantasize about how good something would be, if you start to think that all of your problems will be solved, that this is the answer, that this is the solution to what's happening, that this is what you've been waiting for, then these are some of the types of thinking that are red flags and worth really, really considering in that cluster of information about whether this might be a scam or not. Being aware that sadly the reality is that people do scam from time to time is another thing which actually just helps to keep us guarded around the potential for this to occur. The one thing that is really, really key for a lot of scams is that they're often kept quiet by people. So people feel too embarrassed to actually talk about, too embarrassed to ask the question about whether they think this is someone, whether they're being scammed, and they let their own, sense of self-pride come in the way of actually asking the questions that they may have actually had lingering and their concerns about a potential scam. So don't be afraid to discuss that with someone that you trust in your world that you think can give you an external and therefore probably a little bit more reasonable and logical perspective on the information that you've received. And by this way, this is another really, really important safeguard. If all else fails, go and seek a financial advisor, go and talk to someone at Fair Trading, or go and talk to the police about what's happened, and they'll also inform you as to how credible the risk may be to you. The last thing is that it's also really, really important to keep in mind that only a really small percentage of people are actually scammers that are out to take advantage of us and our hard work and our well-being. The vast majority of people can be trusted and are just trying to get by and find their own solutions and answers in life as you are. So not everyone's out to get you, but the ones that are pretty good at it. So there's some tips on how you might be able to manage that this week on Mind Games.